Book Spoilers. I'm Emily.
And I'm Susie.
And here we're going to talk all things book related, with no regrets when spilling all the secrets and surprises of our most recent reads. Now, some of these will be our favourite books, while others were just misses in our opinion. So follow along on this journey to find out what to read, what to avoid, and what to get excited. Today we will be discussing
Throne of Glass by Sarah J. Maas. Okay, so we're going to get right on into it. Now, I've read this book, but Emily hasn't.
Yeah, I haven't.
So I'm just going to be doing a bit of the plot overview and basically everything.
Yeah, and then I'll just like pitch in every now and again, asking questions. Yeah.
Like if you don't get it,
I'll jump in.
Jump in and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, back up.
Yeah. The story follows Selena. So it's a fantasy book, which is gonna have really weird names, and I think it's Selena, but it's C-E-L-A-E-N-A.
Yeah, let's just call her Selena.
So we're just gonna call her Selena. Selena is basically competing against 23 other people in a contest to become the king's champion, and the king's champion is like his new assassin, so his personal assassin. Now she is kind of drafted by the Prince Dorian, and basically each member of the royal court have to sponsor a person to be part of the king's champion competition. And Selena used to be an assassin working for, I don't know, some reindeer. And she was like a really good assassin, but then she got put into the mines of Endeavor, which is like, you know, like working in a coal mine.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
You know, not the mines.
Oh, no, the mine things.
Like,
yeah.
Mining coal and stuff like that.
That's a bit of a downgrade.
Yeah, and it's really, really awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's come from Endeavor, and she basically gets granted freedom of a sort if she wins the King's Champion competition. And if she doesn't, I think she gets sent back to Endeavor.
Okay.
And I think her sentence is for life. So basically, she has no way of getting out. And it's like the most highly guarded place, and you just can't escape. But because she's been out of the work game,
the workforce?
Yeah. Like, because she hasn't been, you know, an assassin for a while, because she's been in the mines for quite a while. She has lost body weight condition, and she's really skinny and thin, and she doesn't have the muscle that she needs. So she's kind of got to slowly rebuild her body to, you know, back to when she was an assassin and those days.
Yeah, like bulk up.
Bulk up. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And along the way, she kind of forms friendships and relationships with Dorian, who's the prince who sponsored her, and the head guard, you know.
Dorian's head guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say Cole, okay?
How's it spelled?
C-H-A-O-L, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's just call him Cole.
So she kind of becomes friends with Dorian and Cole, and they are friends themselves because, you know, Cole has had to protect Dorian being, you know, the head guard and everything like that. And then she also makes friends with Nehemia.
Ooh.
N-E-H-E-M-I-A.
Nehemia.
Yeah. Nehemia. Okay. Yeah. And she's like a really amazing princess from like another realm. And she just kind of forms an alliance with her, which is like useful.
Is she looking to become the champion as well? Oh,
she's just chilling in their kingdom. I don't know if it's for safety reasons or what, like, but but Selena takes the chance to kind of
make connections.
Yeah. Exactly. And the king, I don't know how to say his name. So there's so many strange names. Okay, the king banned magic from Adarlan.
I
think that's like the kingdom. Okay. Let's just call it Adarlan. So he banned magic like 10 years ago, but some strange things have been happening in the castle, which kind of is suggesting that magic is returning. So that's a little bit like of a
spooky.
And Selena, in her time training to be part of the King's Champion competition, and they've got intermittent tests, so slowly one by one they fade out.
Oh yeah.
And so in that time, she's also investigating the strange things that are happening in the palace, because she's trying to keep herself and everyone that she's formed bonds with, she's trying to keep them all safe. So that's why she kind of takes it upon herself to investigate
the magic.
She, in the end, spoiler, she solves what's going on and the mystery of murders, because by the way, the magic has led to like murders.
A string of murders.
And people thought that it was part of the king's champion thing,
people were just killing
each other off so they could become the king's champion, but really it was actually like this form of magic that was killing them off.
So the champions, the people who were in the competition, were getting killed, not just like randoms.
I think there might have been like one or two stray victims. I can't really remember, but people thought it were around the castle. Yeah, but people thought that it was because of the king's champion thing. Anyway, she solves the murders and she wins the king's champion competition. And so the book ends on her being crowned the king's champion and she's now his assassin. And the contract is for 6 years, but she negotiates it down to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So after 4 years being the king's champion, she gets like freedom.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Does she get like paid? Or does she
she gets like paid. Throughout, because she's got to travel and murder people.
Oh, yeah, you need some money.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's basically it.
So, this is a series, right?
Yeah. So, this is the first book in, I don't know, there's like 7 books or something like that.
So, it's a lot.
It's like, is she a thick series?
Mm. So, the first book sort of only scratches the surface.
Exactly. Okay. So, the first book, I always think it's funny for the people reading the first book, because the end of the series is like nothing compared to the first book. Mm. The first book is really, really good, don't get me wrong, but it just develops so much more and the story just becomes so much more complex in later books. And it all links back together, so there's not really loose ends anywhere or anything like that. So it's really well written, but the first book
comes a long way from the first book, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, talk to me about the tropes. This is a real shot in the dark, but is there an enemies to lovers trope anywhere near there?
You guessed it.
Of course there is.
So basically, it also comes in a bit of a love triangle as well between Dorian, Cole, and Selena.
Okay.
So she kind of likes them both, and they both kind of like her, but she also hates them both because their kingdom, you know, put her in the mines of Endeavor, so she kind of holds that against them. Mm. But as she gets to know them, she softens a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, the king, like the prince's dad, is going to be given a job. So wouldn't she appreciate that in some regard?
Yeah.
Also, they're sponsoring her.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the friends to lovers. So it's like enemies to friends to lovers.
Right.
So...
We get on friendly terms and then we get a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Spoiler alert, in the first book, she's like into Dorian. And then in the second book, she's into Cole.
Oh, damn.
And so it's kind of like, who's she going to end up with? But you're like, just going to have to wait and see.
Across like the whole book, first book, it's Dorian.
It's, yeah, basically.
And then she moves on to, okay, because I thought at first it was going to be like both. Like, I don't know which.
Well, it kind of hints to in the first book that she kind of,
sees Cole like that as well.
And Dorian, by the way, oh my god, has my heart. I love him so much. Anyway, but that's beside the point.
That's beside the point.
Favorite moments. Okay, so one of mine isn't a moment, it's just Dorian.
it's just his whole entire character.
Yeah, I just love him. I think he gets her like a puppy or something like that, because she's like lonely.
Oh.
And so he gets her like a puppy. It's so cute. That's
adorable.
I'm pretty sure that's Dorian, but yeah.
It's not Cole?
Yeah, no. Cole's a little bit like more like
mysterious.
And
quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, I also love the tension and high stakes of the novel. Like it just feels really, you know, captivating and you really want to keep reading.
Yeah.
The second book, I feel like you just have to get through to be able to continue the series, which the rest of the series is really good. The second book I found a little bit harder to read, but like the first book is definitely really good. I also loved Selena's escape from Endeavor. So she is the only one that's gotten the closest to actually escaping the mines of Endeavor, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, good for her.
And even though she didn't escape, everybody kind of like holds her in that high regard because it's such a high security place. And I just thought that was like really cool. It was like, you go girl, you escaped that prison.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I almost escaped.
Yeah, exactly. Rating. Now, just from hearing my plot overview, what would you rate this book?
I reckon it would be up there in the four and a half, five category. Like, obviously I'd have to read it to fully be able to rate it properly, but I think it'd be pretty detailed and captivating, so yeah.
Yeah, I said 4.5. Mm-hmm. It would be a 5, but just because I've read the other books and I know and how good they are, exactly, it can do better, so 4.5, which is still really high.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I recommend for ages 13 to 14. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
And that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Book Spoilers Podcast and leave any questions or discussions you have in the comments section underneath the post for this episode. Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye.